Me and Sunny in the Escalade. TV where your head lay.
Perfume reviews.
Maybe. We'll see what we're smelling. We'll see how we feel.
And we'll check in with Gary V on AI relationships.
Yes. I am still not 100% sure who that is, but he has some interesting points. Hey, everybody. I'm here.
I want to do some early shout-outs. Shout out Dean Spencer. Did we shout out to him last time?
No, I don't think so.
Shout out everybody involved in the production of the Triple Academy Award winning movie To the Limit with Anna Nicole Smith.
I think the majority of those filmmakers are probably dead, but they have a mausoleum in their honor. Shout out to Humidity. Creating what they call a heat dome for the Southeast. Super AI.
Go back and listen if you didn't. It's called Intergalactic, but
it's a tribute to the Beastie Boys. That's what I interpreted it.
It's really just an AI episode, but we'd already called something that. Anyway, here's the update. Experts are warning of imminent, quote, AI model collapse as ChatGPT-fueled content overwhelms the web. People are getting AI to make content that is in turn confusing the AI, because when they read it,
they're reading their own content, which is nothing created. It's only imitation. Yeah, I did it.
Third grade.
Yeah, well, third grade was a long time ago, in fairness.
Well, anyway, as AI models are kind of browsing the web and trying to absorb as much as they can, they're absorbing a lot of stuff that's fake.
Yeah.
They're absorbing stuff that's bullshit.
Uh-huh.
The rapid proliferation of generative AI tools, like ChatGPT, has sparked a new and unexpected crisis. The internet is becoming saturated with AI-generated content, and it's already undermining the future of AI development itself. AI models increasingly learn from data that has been tainted by previous AI outputs. The quality and reliability of future models may spiral downward, a phenomenon known as, quote, model collapse. So there again, it's a standardized term. The clean human-created data that once formed the backbone of machine learning is being buried under layers and layers of synthetic content, complicating efforts to train new models without recursive errors. They go on.
Yeah, it's the blind leading the blind, in other words. You now have created an AI that is about as smart as the average human, quote, doing their own research. It's cultivating bullshit that it in itself created. That's perfect. That is a great allegory towards how the internet has created this new version of information where everyone gets their own private source of news. You know, everything that they know, their grasp on reality, basically.
Basically, AI in its infinite speed doesn't have enough discernment to weed out what they need to absorb and what they don't.
Yeah.
Is what I'm seeing. And supposedly pre-2022 data is the cleanest stuff.
Yeah. In other words, people don't have a life and they've been using AI like ChatGPT. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble today. I'm sorry, folks. You know, they're using it so much that, like you said, it's becoming oversaturated. People get a life because I know you're not doing anything important with it unless you're just doing book reports and homework. Shit like that. Like, seriously, quit with the stupid photos of yourself as a muscle guy or whoever. I know you're doing that. I know you're probably doing that right now. Stop it. Especially you.
No Limit Studios. What's up?
It's probably just going to be a blip on the radar, a small bump in the road. AI is still going to charge forward with pretty impressive speed.
It's not creative, though. That's the thing that this article is kind of touching on. It only imitates, or else it would decipher.
Who this is? Who this is?
It's Rapper Forte. Who is this?
Oh, this P.
P?
Yeah, this P.
P
Yeah.
Pete, let me hear you say,
This dude has six fingers on his hand, you know what I mean? It will look at the six-finger hand and be like, oh, well, this is correct. This is going to solidify my interpretation of a human hand because it's on the internet and this is where I get information.
This ain't no people.
Our previous episode, Intergalactic, do listen to that. It's completely about AI.
It's
super intelligence, basically. It's informative.
Very. It kind of puts things into perspective of what could happen.
The only person who is coming to save you is the version of you that is sick of the current version of you. I'll call this upcoming segment Broken Economy. You can lay as many facts out as you want, as many statistics as you would like, in front of those who just don't get it. So either you get it or you don't. The economy's broken. We've been over this a lot of different times. It's creating something they're calling millennial panic.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
The description is everything millennials were taught would happen is a lie.
Huh.
And now they are left to pick up the pieces and make some sort of living.
Oh, my God.
They were fed heavy propaganda.
Oh, Jesus.
About what their lives should look like.
Oh, no.
To keep them working.
Oh.
And they're not falling for it anymore. Which is creating a panic because there is no solution.
Prepare to rent for the rest of your life. It could be worse, though. I don't know. I get that, but at the same time, it just sounds like a cop-out. Like, oh, great, more of the stereotype of we're the victim. Oh, God. Generations before us are now affecting us, and there's no way out. Granted, yeah, every generation has been fed propaganda. Every generation's been led on.
I'm more on the millennial side here, but I do hear what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, just don't count yourself out. Just because we weren't born in the 40s or 50s doesn't mean that you can't make a decent life for yourself. It's got to be something a little different. I hate to say it, but the American dream has got to downsize a little bit because that's just not reality. The house in the suburbs with the one-income family with the car. Like, no. The 2.3 kids and the dog. Never got that statistic with the kids, but you get my point. It's just you have to really bring in six figures to honestly do that, and that's just not anywhere close to the average salary. What's the average nationwide salary? 50,000?
If you look it up, it's about 60.
60?
And then if you take out the top 1,000 or 2,000 earners.
Yeah, take out the top 1% and the bottom 1% and get a good mean there.
It's about 50,000.
Yeah, yeah. And you look on a map of where the cost of living is in each state and see how far 50,000 will get you. And then add on a kid. And then another kid. And then a wife.
There's no way. Now, solution-wise, because a lot of people are talking about it, and even people that are pretty well off that have just kind of become influencers that are sympathetic and that's their issue, that's their hill they're going to die on, and they're talking about it, right?
Yeah.
They're saying, hey, here's what minimum wage used to be, but here's how many times that wage it used to cost to get a four-year college degree, to buy a house, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That type of information is everywhere. But the question to me is, we can talk about it all you want. What are the solutions? Okay, some sort of organized revolution that got enough headwind, enough power, something might could be done. And what we've talked about, a union.
Yeah.
Not just industry specific, but like a big union.
I feel like those people who could make, who would contribute to the numbers of that hypothetical union are having their own little mini revolutions with all the protests and riot. And I'm not just talking about like any specific political policy, but there's factions in America of these politically or these rights motivated people, I guess, that, you know, you see in the news is always protesting and always taking to the streets, not necessarily rioting, but sometimes it turns into that depending on what the topic is. It's just so volatile. And these are like, if this happened 300 years ago, this would be what a revolution would look like, you know?
Here's an idea you may not have thought about. What about $100 an hour minimum wage? It kind of levels the playing field.
Well, I mean, what does that make the value of $100 then?
Right. Well, it helps you pay off all your old debts pretty damn quick.
Well, I mean, it still retains its value as it is currently today.
it helps us a lot more than it helps a billionaire.
Oh, no, I understand.
It won't pay their debts off.
I feel like when something becomes a minimum wage, some figure, automatically it starts losing value because that's not the new baseline. And everyone's like, okay, well, if that's new baseline, we can't pay people that anymore, else they think that we're paying them shit. You know what I mean? It changes the perspective. So I wonder, after having whatever figure, $100, $1,000 as a minimum...
Minimum per hour,
federal minimum wage, like what that would do to the value overall to $100 if that was viewed as rock bottom as far as pay goes.
Exactly. But it would take some of the leverage away from the top, because now everybody has just stupid amounts of money coming in if they're working.
Now, I agree with that idea if it were divided up by states, or rather districts and states. Like if I work in this district with this cost of living, that's really the problem with the idea of a federal minimum wage. The minimum wage that would be very livable in South Carolina is not the same thing that would be livable in Oregon or California. You know, even Texas for that matter.
Well, it's interesting because I came across somebody who thought that $150 per hour minimum wage would be the way to go. He had really strong arguments. I didn't absorb all those. I didn't save the video, but it was just a thought because it's at least a talking point.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas a lot of times it's just, let's complain.
Okay, or just say the same thing over and over again.
Here's one idea. If we have enough ideas, maybe we can actually come to a happy medium of what we should go with.
I like that idea, but I feel like it's very short-sighted, because in 10 years... what would $100 get you if that was considered the minimum wage, the minimum?
Absolutely nothing. $10, useless.
Yeah. Oh, well, why even make $10? Why even make a denomination lower than $100? Because it's like pennies at that point. You're just breaking up, in essence, a $1 bill. It just has two extra zeros on it.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you think Ronald Reagan is in hell waiting for heaven to trickle down?
No. No. I think he's in some sort of purgatory. I think he got lost on the elevator. There's a bank of elevators, and it's just so many buttons and lights, it's confusing. He's probably wondering where Nancy is. Meanwhile, she's on a crack pipe. That DARE thing was one big scam.
If he was in hell, heaven probably wouldn't trickle down.
Depends on where it's coming from. Depending on what it's coming out of, you may not want it to trickle down, sir.
Anything else?
I thought I'd have something to say. I was wrong. I'm going to Mac like Taj, I'll forget the fame and the glamour. Give me these with a rubber hammer. I mean, you know, I know some things. There's a lot of things I don't know, but there's some things I do. My grandma bees, Ebonics,
gin and tonic and chronic. One more thing, and this has to do with dating rather than the economy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, do it.
There's nothing wrong with being single. So what if 7.5 billion people don't want to be with you? Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. I can't even... What would you do with that kind of crowd? I can't invite them over. I don't have the parking space for that. My neighbors would be furious. But bionic, it's ironic. Slamming niggas like tonics. Lunatics to the day I died. I run more game in the pool. And now the perfume review we mentioned at the top of the episode that we almost forgot to include.
Here comes Marc Jacobs.
Oh, is that...
It's Daisy Wild by Marc Jacobs. Embark on an adventure in the outdoors with Daisy Wild's bold and feminine fragrance. Jasmine, vetiver, whatever that is, and notes of banana blossom. Is there a such thing?
I know there's a turd blossom. I didn't know there was a banana blossom.
Capture the essence of nature, sparking a sense of discovery. And then they have it in French underneath that.
Do we know that to be French? Hold on here. I took French in high school.
Hold on. It looks a lot like it. Let me spray it first, and then you can...
Just don't spray it on the French side. Oh, wow.
No, bro.
Oh, wow.
No. It smells like a package of potpourri from a home goods store. Like, as soon as you rip the bag open...
I don't see too many women choosing to smell like this. This is like Wednesday night church.
I give it a 2 out of 10 because they should do better than that. Maybe I just don't understand it because I don't understand the French that's down on there.
Oui, oui, même je parle.